KO4HK here.
In the death spot, who have the roots in the they have this.
Not know any place up that way. You could check over on the 330 machine in that area and ask over there.
In the death spot, the roots in the seats who are in the
Walt, I got you that time. What the Inman, the gas station there on 176 has gas. You're not looking for gas. You're letting everybody know it's out there. Appreciate the info, and thank you for bringing that in here, Walt. Standing by.
Is that okay?
When you went to town this morning, did you go out 11?
I tried 288 and a bunch of back roads and trying to get to 11. By the time I got back where I could get to 11, I figured I was wasted. So.
I didn't know if 276 was open. Sean was in here. The repeater up there, they're wanting to know if somebody can make it up there.
I doubt 276 is open yet, but I could be wrong.
I think you can get there from this side, but I don't know if you can get there from your side.
Okay. Looking, he's up there below, right at Caesar's head, and he was wanting to know how the roads were into Brevard. So, well, I know last night they were both blocked, and I just kind of assumed they still were.
Because they are.
I'm going to call Roger again. I left a message. Haven't heard from him. And went to his voicemail again.
And hopefully, he's up on the mountain. He should be okay. I know they don't have power. And we installed a generator for him a couple years ago, but they can't figure out how to get it started.
Well, the first number you gave me still doesn't go through. I guess that's his home number. The other one acts like it's going through and goes to his, I mean, it rings several times before it goes to.
It probably won't answer. I don't know. But I appreciate you trying and all the effort. Shane, your radio is cutting out. Are you on your HT?
Will he take a text?
He doesn't know how to text, so he won't know what to do with it or how to check it. I will try to get out that way. That's all I can do. I'm probably tomorrow when the water crests here today, and maybe we can get out.
Up some brush out here. N4ZLK.
Yeah, Shane, I only got part of that. I don't know if you're on your HT. It's not transmitting the whole time. No carrier. Holding a repeater, but no carrier.
I'm not sure what's going on. Usually don't have any issue here. I'm outside cleaning up brush.
Roger that. Will you be careful and, thanks for trying again. KO4HKX, clear.
KX, KI4DOS.
How are you?
Well, I'm fat, dumb, and happy this morning. We got power back on, and I'm inside the house on the radio in the ham shack. Pretty much, the big HF beam, I've got to drop my tower and I've got some... a cord that goes between the elements and holds the elements up and all of that. It broke in a couple of places. So I got to drop it down and get that straightened back up. But other than that, that's not the only major damage I had. That was the only major damage to the antennas that I had.
I'm glad you got power back on and no major damage anyway. Hopefully you and Joey are doing okay. Sounds like most everything toward Easley and Pickens is back up and running.
up and running. The power company hit a little street right down on the corner of my property. Across the road, there's a power pole, and they came over and disconnected the on the power pole. There's a lot of folks on down in the neighborhood that still got trees across their power lines and got two pine trees across it. And it's in bad shape. And then another neighbor got a former laying in his front yard. And it's a mess on back down in the neighborhood.
We've had a couple of landslides up here. Nothing affected me, but the neighbors, their driveway got washed away, and the well and both of their vehicles, and it washed it down the hill. There where you turn up to come to the house, the river's running down the little creek, not the river, the little creek is running down the road now, so there's lots of work to be done up here. But my antennas all fared well, no damage, so we're all good here.
But you fared well. I hate that for your neighbor. Did y'all get your power back on yet?
They're not even attempting to turn the power back on up here yet. Too many trees down and across the road and power lines and water still out. We still got major flooding up this way. But I've got my backup generator fired up, and it's running the whole house.
Good that you got power in the house from your generator, at least. I know there's a lot of water around you. You know, the river and the creeks and all that. You say the creek's right down the middle of the road down there at the foot of the hill?
It's about 3 foot gorge through there, right on the edge. It narrowed the road quite a bit.
Well, the folks, well, me and Joey were talking about you and Elise, and she said, I hope they don't get flooded. I said, well, I don't think they'll flood up as high as he is. I said, but I am concerned about the mudslides and stuff. And then your neighbors got hit with a mudslide. You know, gosh, I hate that. And hate that they lost their automobiles and their well. And, I think the car can be replaced a lot easier than the well can. you got to get the roads fixed so the well drillers can get up there to straighten that mess out. But I hate that happen to it.
Well, it washed their whole yard right up to the house. They're having to go in through the basement because they can't get to the front of the house now. So it washed everything away. Luckily, it didn't take the house with it.
Amazing. Which one was it, Patrick? The one down there, right as you turn the corner to come up the hill?
Yeah, it's in for PSC outside of Brevard. Either one of you guys have any information on Brevard or Hendersonville and the roads and where they got power?
Hendersonville are still without power. They're telling everybody just to stay home. That's the best thing you can do. For the best information up here, tune your radio to AM 720. They are broadcasting emergency information, road closures, things you need to know for this area. But right now, the rivers are still not crested, and they're recommending everybody stay at home because nothing in town is open.
I appreciate the information. I'll let you guys carry on. Thanks a lot. This is Jim in for PSE up in Conestee Falls, right south of the repeater.
Quick question, because I had somebody on here from the Aries, and South Carolina Heart wanting to know if they could make it up to the repeater, up to 76. Do you know anything about the going down the south side into South Carolina, if it's passable?
What I was told early this morning about 5 o'clock is that road was totally covered with trees, but I don't know for sure. I haven't been up that way, obviously, but I can't imagine. It's pretty bad over here. We got a lot of trees down. It's going to be a long time before we have cell or power.
I appreciate the info, and please check back in often because we're trying to relay information around the best we can. Emergency services in Brevard is pretty much crippled. They're having a hard time even communicating because they went so dependent on the internet, and now they're really struggling.
Okay. Well, I know 276 between Conestee Falls and Brevard is washed out. You cannot get through on that one. Apparently, there's a back way in. It's a little treacherous. We're not going to try that for a while. 73s, thanks a lot. We'll check back in if we hear anything. Thank you.
Y'all stay safe up there. KO4H, go ahead, Gary.
Glad that other station came in there. Anytime we can give information out, especially if it's that kind of type of information, health and welfare type stuff, we need to do that. But everything's going pretty good down here, Patrick. I've got to go up on the roof here in a minute. I lost a section of my vent cap that goes across the peak of the house, and I got to get up there and see what I've got to do to get that at least covered before it rains again. I didn't want to have to do that, but I ain't got a choice. I don't want all that water coming in, where they put the house together and put that vent cap up there. There's a big gap in there that a lot of water can come in and get down into the insulation and sheetrock in the ceilings and all of that. And I don't want that to happen, so I'm going to get up there and see what I can do to cover that up. It will probably be a while before the insurance company can get out here and get some good repair person up there to take care of that. So I'll have to get it at least covered up some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Well, don't you overdo it and make sure you take some pictures of it before you do.
I'll definitely do that. It'll just be a temporary type deal. I've got some tarps and that sort of thing. If nothing else, I'll lay some tarps across it and trying to figure out the best way to strap them down, but I'll probably use parachute cord and bungee cords. I don't know if they'll hold it or not. We'll try and see.
Well, are you going to call the net tonight? Larry, I think he was supposed to call last night, but realize it's his night or whatever, couldn't do it. Anyhow, I ended up calling. Are you going to call tonight? And also, how can I relay my net report in?
Relay report in through me. I can plug that into the, I can pull that up on the, let me do that while I'm sitting here. I think I can pull that up and go ahead and put your information in there. And, that'll get it into the repeater. And that way Dave can take it off that. As far as who was, let's see, I'm supposed to call it, to be honest with you, and I was up without power, we're on HT, so I didn't, and you started calling it, so I was just quiet there for a minute. I didn't even turn the radio on until after 9 o'clock. Which was my bad. I should have turned it on a little earlier. But I'll call it tonight, and that's no problem. And then we'll see if we can get back on some kind of a normal schedule again.
No big deal. I didn't mind calling it last night. I figured pretty much with everything going on, that's the way it was going to be. It is what it is. It was taken care of. I just can't send the net report.
This thing, it don't seem to want to open up, but we'll have to wait and see what it does. My internet has been real slow. It was out yesterday as well. It's back up today, which is a good thing. And so we'll see if we can get that done. But like I said, I can get your net report. Let me get my pad here. You got the numbers in front of you? Come on. The net report number and the Q&A QTC.
Net number is 102, check-in is 43, and traffic was 4.
That was for 927, right? Okay, 102, 43, and 4.
Well, Gary, I'm going to hop out of here. I got some things to take care of, but I'm monitoring her repeater. Like I said, it's my only form of communication out of here right now.
Like I said, I heard you in there talking with Shane, and I thought I'd jump in there and tell you, you did a wonderful, wonderful job handling all the on the repeater yesterday. You made a good net controller for the emergency situations we were in. You did a good job. But I'll see if I can get Dave's stuff maybe down or maybe down up there at the repeater. I can't seem to open up this net report thing. It goes through his computer there at his house, I guess. I don't know where it goes through. But I'll continue to try, and if I can, I'll put that in there. If not, you know, we can do it via telephone or maybe radio with Dave here shortly.
Well, that way, if you hear him, you can pass that traffic to him. If not, we'll worry about it another day. It's not the most important thing now.
Got that right. Okay, buddy. Will you take care of us, Miss Elise? We said hello, and y'all stay safe. And try to stay above the water level down there. And if you need anything that we can help with, just let me know, and we'll see what we can do from this end. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.
You enjoy, have a good day, and stay safe. And if we need anything, I'll try to reach out to you. KO4HKX, standing by.
KI4DOS, KE5WLL.
KI4DOS.
I don't know if you know the weather report, but they're calling for rain tonight, so you be careful up on the roof.
Last report I had said there was a spike of rain, but I don't know. It changes quite frequently during the day. But I'll definitely do that, and thanks for letting me know, Leroy.
We'll talk to you later. You stay safe out there. KA5WL, clear.
Good
way to get. Out there, we'll talk to you later. KA5WL, KI4DOS, clear.
Go ahead, Patrick, KA5WL.
Can you look up the weather report for up here?
I wouldn't know, sir. I'll try to when I get a chance, but my internet's been spotty, and my cell service is down at the moment.
Well, I didn't know if you'd have a chance to look it up, but anyway, last I heard, it was supposed to rain up here, and it definitely looks like it is. So I'm going to go with that for now until I hear different.
If I get to where I get a chance to look it up or something, I'll let you know.
Thank you, Leroy. You and Gary, be careful out there. KO4HK, clear.
KA5WL, clear.
XM4Z, okay.
Hey, KP2HXS. In your background, you got power back?
Truck.
I was hoping.
Yeah, it would be nice, but it's going to be a while.
I was talking to another friend of mine locally here, and he said, I guess Duke Power has got some major transmission lines down or something, so we may not see power for a couple of days yet.
they are down all along 11 and 178 here below me in Pickens. And I think they're coming out of Oconee. So I think that's their main concern right now before they even start on all the little local lines.
W, you know, they're waiting on Duke to get the substations powered up so they can get power to us. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but, I mean, I know what's going on. Everything's a mess, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I heard Patrick ask for a gotten one, I think. I was going to just tell him what it says.
Shane? For HKX, that was me. Sorry, that was real quick.
On one of the apps I have, it says 35 to 50% chance of rain by this evening. The daily just says mostly cloudy, and then 50% chance of showers tomorrow.
Well, good thing I'm getting done what I can outside today then, right?
Yeah, now that is Hendersonville, but I figure that should be close enough.
Plenty close enough.
Watch Dion, let me get back to work. Dave, Patrick, have a good day. N4ZLK.
KO4HK. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, see you, Patrick. KB2HXS. I'll be sitting on the radio for a little bit here.
He's staying monitoring, so just out doing chores, trying to maintain everything.
Yeah, I was blowing the leaves and picking up branches on my driveway and stuff, so I got the driveway pretty clear so I can get around the back of my house now. Now I'm just sitting waiting, you know, seeing what happens.
If we get more rain tomorrow, that's not going to be good up here, but it looks like it's going to rain today.
Oh, no, I didn't look at the weather. maybe I should while I have internet up.
Be a good idea, but I'm going to jump off here. I'm trying to conserve as much battery as I can today.
I'll be sitting here. I got my generator running, and we were able to scrounge up 10 more gallons of gas, so we should be good for a couple days at least.
I got my generator running and got everything charged up, but I just cut the whole house generator off. I don't want to leave it running all the time. And I've got my little generator out at the neighbor's house cooling their refrigerators down.
Yeah, we got the kids here right now taking showers. So once they're gone and we get our showers in, then I'll be shutting it down for a couple hours.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here. You be careful, and I will talk to you later. KO4HK, clear.
See ya, KB2HX. I'll still be listening.
KTX, WG4MC. What's the weather like for Greenville? I have no data.
Let me get on the weather channel. Hang on 1 second, please. Running into my tablet. Stand by. The rain chance gets in my area is 15% and drops down to 4% around 6 p.m. High of 79 right around 3 p.m. And I'm looking at the map here in just a second. Let me bring the map up. It's not showing any rain nearby.
The ground doesn't need much more. It's pretty much soaked.
With all the trees, that's all you need is to wet the ground a little bit more, and a little wind, and get some more trees to come down.
You're saying Duke had a couple transmission lines go down, so we're probably looking at another, two or three days without power?
I only go by what I'm hearing. I'm on Facebook, and CPW updates every once in a while. And that's where I'm at. I'm in Greer, so I got Greer CPW, and they're saying they're still waiting on Duke to power them up. I guess the main transmission lines, like what Shane was saying, there's some major transmission lines that bring power into us are down. Until they get them repaired, we're kind of SOL.
Yeah, I was just trying to see when we would get power. I was able to top off my gas for the generator, so I'll be all right for a couple of days, but I'm trying to use it sparingly just in case it does go 3 or 4 days.
That's what I would do. As soon as the kids leave and we get our showers in, I'm going to shut it down.
Shut mine down. I let the fridge run for a couple hours, and then I'm just on my battery backup, but I'll probably turn it on again tonight for a few hours and, you know, trying to keep the fridge and charge everything up.
All right, we'll do that. I'm being called away from the radio. I'll get back to you in a little bit. KB2H access.
Roger that. 7-3, thanks for the information. WG4MC, standing by, monitoring.